fighting to prevent their jobs from moving overseas and to protect health care for themselves and retirees, 100,000 workers for SBC Corporation launched a four-day strike last Friday. The employees have union representation with the Communications Workers of America. Picket lines went up in 13 states across the country, where the telecom giant was struck by everyone from directory assistance workers to the women and men who install and repair phone lines. Speaking on the Illinois Labor Hour last Saturday, Joanna Guerra, the president of CWA Local 4215 in Danville, explained what was at stake for the employees.
We need to keep our jobs in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have been the workers and the customers that have built these companies in the United States.
SBC includes three main businesses: its land-based phone service, its cell phone service, and high-speed internet connections. The land-based phones and the cell phone services are both union, while the internet service is largely non-union, and SBC chose to outsource service representatives to people in developing countries, a move that insulted current employees.
It's disheartening to the union, because we have been so supportive with this company in getting their long-distance launch, DSL, getting win-backs of customers that have went to other companies.
Mm-hmm.
And we have, you know, 29,000 workers that have been laid off in the last 3 years. That then for them to contract this work out to, you know, another country, when we have union members in this country that could do that job, it's like really a slap in the face to us.
The jobs of the strikers are protected under the current contract, as Heather Cunningham, the union's vice president, described.
Article 26 in our contract now is a contract provision saying that the hometown job and the extended hometown job area, if they would surplus any of the employees out, they were would be offered a hometown job.
Very
SBC
important.
Wants to take that article basically out of the contract and say if they would offer us a job anywhere in the United States and we didn't take it, then that's considering that we quit our job.
Quitting to avoid relocating would mean that an employee would lose all company benefits as well as unemployment benefits. Union leaders also contend that SBC is attempting to transfer health care costs onto employees. They say that SBC initially tried to increase premiums paid to company retirees.
They were going to try and shift premiums for the retirees. They're on a fixed income the way it is, and what the company was proposing for premiums for the retirees was not acceptable, not by any means.
After the union refused to sell out the retirees, they say the company tried to increase premiums in other areas, a move which the union found hard to accept given the company's $8 billion in profits reported by Forbes magazine and given the $20 million bonus paid to company CEO Edward Whitaker. Union workers also say they sacrificed raises in the past to maintain strong health care benefits. SBC's corporate websites contains press statements saying that they regret the strike and that they conducted a poll of SBC customers and claim that 90% of respondents support SBC's contract proposals. SBC also says that its services are working well despite the strike, with managers staffing the company. However, commercial news reports suggest that customer service is being hurt. As the struggle for health care, job security, and a fair contract continue, the CWA is asking their supporters to sign a pledge to switch their service to AT&T, another union phone company, if a fair settlement isn't reached. The strike continues through Monday night. This is Peter Miller reporting from Urbana, Illinois.